Hi, this is Sue Troy. I'm site editor for searchstorage.co.uk. Today I'm talking with Bureau Chief Anthony Adshead about NAS management. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Sue.
Okay, so let's get into the questions here. First question is, what is NAS sprawl and why is it a bad thing?
Well, let's be clear to start off with. People buy NAS devices because they offer efficiencies. They're simple to set up and manage, and they provide a repository for departmental and branch office file data that can sit on the LAN. You don't need any specialized storage skills, and no fancy fiber channel fabric knowledge is required. The problem is, however, that their easily gained benefits can soon become something of a tender trap. They're so easy to add to an environment that this facility can soon turn into quite the opposite. Your first NAS devices are vastly more easy to manage than a load of scattered, directly attached disks in servers, but keep adding to them and you'll soon end up with a disparate, siloed collection of storage that's just as bad as those server drives all over the place. So, it's welcome to NAS sprawl. What you have now is a bunch of NAS devices, each with their own file systems, their own application dependencies, data duplicated across them in many cases, data locked in other cases, not searchable except singly, all requiring their own management and patching regimes and migrations to keep them working sweetly. The cause of all this is that traditional NAS devices don't scale out as you add to them. They're each discrete units with their own controller and file systems. We can contrast that with clustered or scale-out NAS, which does offer a grid-like capability to grow as you add devices, but we'll come on to that later.
Okay, so what methods and technologies are there for handling NAS management?
Well, there are two key methods, and each have different characteristics. First of all, there are the NAS management tools that are mostly available from NAS vendors. These offer management features, things like automated device discovery, management alerting and reporting, storage provisioning, RAID management, replication, backup app support, thin provisioning, and security features, to name a few of the main ones, that is. But there's a giant hole capability-wise in these NAS management products, which is that while you may be able to manage many devices from one screen, you'll only be able to manage at a per-device level. These tools don't address the fundamental inability to scale out devices and file systems and to overcome the silo effects of NAS sprawl. So, the other key approach to dealing with the issue is file virtualization. This technology, which once boasted next big thing status and several vendors, is now only sold by one company, F5, or possibly two, as EMC still nominally has its reins in as the appliance. So, what file virtualization does is puts an appliance between a bunch of NAS devices and allows all the files on them to be managed as one giant file system. It would, on the surface, appear to be quite a useful technology, but given its demise in the marketplace, there's either no demand for it, or the vendors have largely decided it's not something they want to promote.
Well, with all those issues at play, then, can NAS management really succeed?
Well, I guess what I've been leading up to in my previous answers is that by far the best way to manage NAS is to have clusters of scale-out NAS boxes. These join together to form a grid-like collection of nodes, which aggregate processing power as well as providing specialized parallel file systems that grow as you add the nodes. The way they can be added to, with new components becoming a part of the whole, means you can add a processing node if you become CPU or I/O bound, or you can add disk if capacity is an issue. But critically, what sets scale-out NAS apart is that a sprawl of siloed NAS devices becomes a thing of the past. You can see every file from every device, and one node in the cluster can fail, and you'll still have access to all your data. Currently, traditional non-scale-out NAS is still the most prevalent form, but given that what enables scale-out NAS's abilities is software in the controller OS, it should only be a matter of time before clustering capability comes as standard with NAS. In fact, the tide has probably already turned with NetApp's embrace of what appears to be true clustering in its latest OS release, although that's going to take some time to filter through to real installations.
Okay, so thanks for joining me today, Anthony. For more on NAS systems and NAS management, be sure to visit searchstorage.co.uk.